In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the topic of the Gospel today is how to build a prayer life. Prayer is not always easy, especially if our goal is quick results, or if we view prayer as a vending machine or a magic lamp. Hearing the teaching of our Lord this morning, many of us who struggle with prayer life, that is, let's be honest, the majority of us, including me, we know that this teaching of the Lord brings a lot of hope and light in our souls. It's good to know that the Heavenly Father knows our needs and that He loves us since we love His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's good to hear that. It's good because we understand better that prayer life is our relationship with God, the Father, through His Son, Jesus. We often experience prayer as a burden. We don't pray the way we should pray. Fortunately, to us, clerics and priests, the Church gives a nice gift, the Divine Office. We are obligated to pray the canonical hours every day. That is called the breviary. This obligation is good and deeply important because in our existence, to do what we are said to do helps us tremendously. Maybe you have seen a movie of the early 2000s called Paris, je t'aime. Paris, I love you. In this film, there are different stories, and one of them narrates the story of a man who is ready to tell his wife that he is going to leave her for his mistress. And the place for this sad news is a Parisian little restaurant when the man is just ready to tell his wife that he no longer loves her. He doesn't have time to start what he has to say. His wife bursts in tears. He thinks that she understands what he's going to say, but he's totally wrong. She bursts in tears and she takes a paper, a letter, out of her purse. She gives it to him and he reads cold and clinical terms saying that she has a cancer in terminal stage. At this very moment, the plan of her husband leaves his mind. He takes his wife back home. He sends a message to his mistress, "Forget about me." And in the midst of that, he falls again in love with his wife. That is, by acting like a man in love, he becomes in love again. Same for us, dear faithful. When we act for God like a soul, really loving Him, we build prior life, we build love, and love again. When the attraction for prayer dims for many reasons, our negligences, our sins, our temptations, our selfishness, by acting like a soul in love, we become a soul in love again. It is really good to be very honest with the Lord and to tell Him frankly that prayer life is hard and dry often. When prayer is difficult for us, it's when we are not getting the expected results or the immediate spiritual comfort. We would like prayer to be like an anti-allergy shot with immediate effect. But prayer could be totally different, like an anti-cholesterol medication with long-term effects. When we allow God to be unexpected, to be surprising, and also to be spontaneous, like another person, a friend in the room, God becomes someone acting in our life, not static, and we allow him to perform in us his transformative work, and we become stronger and more profound. Saint John of the Cross says that God wants us to be more divine beings. For that, our Lord works exactly like a surgeon, putting us to sleep, and we feel nothing in prior life when we pray, because God performs his work of transformation. And maybe you have experienced that even physically when you fall asleep in your daily time of mental prayer. Don't worry about that. Pray anyway. We have only one thing to do. It's to have faith. It's to have trust. What changes and builds our prayer life is to know, first of all, to whom we talk. It's to know that we are in a face-to-face. It's not about what I feel or what I don't feel. It's about faith. It's about trust. It is why St. Thomas Aquinas says that faith is an act of the intellect by which eternal life begins in us, and which makes the intellect embrace things that are not evident. When, with the virtue of faith, with the supernatural virtue of faith, I say yes to the Lord, there is so much that I don't know. With God, it's like in married life. When two young people marry, there is so much that they don't know on their wedding day. The whole life to which they say yes to is totally unknown. In the face-to-face with God, which is prayer, I say yes to what I don't see with evidence. And I keep trusting. It is exactly what the soldier who is deployed does. He takes with him a picture of his wife and children, because it is for him a great way to keep trust and to keep connected with his family. Now, I have a question. How to trust if my trust has been wounded by others or by circumstances? It's important to know that God is with us in the bumpy path of our lives. Whatever could be our wounds, the Lord is very attentive to that. He is not burdened if something has been twisted in my heart. He is not impatient about our incapacities. He just wants to heal us and to be with us. We have to receive that from the heart of the Eternal Father who loves us. And we have to reject the sabotage of distrust made up by the enemy, the devil, who is full of malice. You probably remember this beautiful scene from the life of Saint John Vianney, the curé of Ars. He saw a farmer staying for a very long time in the small, tiny parish church of the village of Ars. And Saint John Vianney was really edified by this man. Imagine that. To edify such a holy countryside priest, you have to do a lot for that. He asked the farmer, "What do you say to the good Lord?" The man replied, and he said, "I say nothing." He looks at me, I look at him. That's it. What is really wonderful here is that God wants to look at us. It is exactly what a father does for his daughter when she's perfectly ready and beautiful on her way to church for her wedding. The father tells her, stop a minute. I want to look at you. You are so beautiful. Same for us, dear faithful. We have to receive the divine gaze. It is so important to be able to receive God's gaze. Do I give to God the permission to look at me and to love me? This is prayer life. It is to allow God to look at me and to love me. My intention this morning is not to tell you that prayer life is all the time glamorous. When we pray, it's really difficult, it's very special, because we have to rely on the Lord, who has three different ways of answering our prayers, which could be a real challenge. And sometimes we don't like his answer. Answer number one is yes, I love it. Answer number two is, oh, not yet. You are not ready for this grace. I don't love it so much. And the third one is, I have something better for you. Okay. So, it's important to be ready for that and to understand that prayer life is not a kind of lovey-dovey pillow or a pink cloud. Prayer life is face to face. And our eternity with God after this earthly life, after we will die, will be also a face to face. If we work now to build prayer life, we are already in the face to face. And when we will attain the eternal face to face in heaven, yes, it will be new. It will be very new. But it will not be strange and foreign. It's why it is so important to welcome, to embrace God's gaze now, and doing so to build a solid prior life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.